नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 34, Text 5. Kaschin Mahan Ahis Tasmin Vipine Ati Ubhukshitaha Yadrichchaya Agato Nandam Shayanam Udoko Agrasit Kaschin Mahana Histasmin Dipineti Bibhukshitaha Yadrichchaya Agato Nandam Shayanam Udoko Agrasit Kaschin Mahana Histasmin Vipineti Bubukshitaha Yadrichchayagato Nandam Shayanam Udago Grasi. Kaschin Mahana Histasmin Vipineti Bubhukshitaha Yadrichchayagato Nandam Shayanam Udagodrasit Kaschin Mahana Histasmin Vipineti Bubhukshitaha Yadrichchayagato Nandam Shayanam Gagavasi Kaschin Mahana Histasmin Vipineti Vibhukshitaha Yadrichchayagato Nandam Shayanam Udugograsi. Ladies. Kaschin Mahana Histasmin Vipineti Bubhukshitaha Yadrichchayagato Nandam Shayanam Udugograsi. Kaschin Mahana Histasmin Vipineti Bubhukshitaha Yadrichchayagato Nandam Shayanam Udugodrasi. Kidlok. Kaschin Mahana Histasmin Vipineti Bubhukshitaha Yadrichchayagato Nandam Shayanam Udugodrasi Kaschin Mahana Histasmin Vipineti Bubhukshitaha Yadrichchayagato Nandam Shayanam Udugodrasi Kaschit a certain Mahan great Ahihi snake Tosmin in that Vipine area of the forest Ati Bubhukshitaha, extremely hungry, Yadrichaya, by chance, Agataha, came there, Nandam, Nanda Maharaj, Shayanam, who was lying asleep, Urugaha, moving on his belly, Agrasit, swallowed. During the night, a huge... and extremely hungry snake appeared in that thicket. Slithering on his belly up to the sleeping Nanda Maharaj, the snake began swallowing him. Sa chukro shahina grashta krishna krishna mahanayam sarpomam grasate tata prapannam parimochaya. In the clutches of the snake, Nanda Maharaj cried out, Krishna, Krishna, my dear boy, this huge serpent is swallowing me. Please save me, who am surrendered to you. Om jnana timirantasya gananjana shalakaya shakshuran miditam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manopistam sthapitam jena bhutale svayam rupakada mayam tathati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri jatapada kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Sri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Sabadhutam, Prajana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Lolita, Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Krishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vanchako Pitagubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shari Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The men began, Nanda Maharaj began calling out, Krishna, Krishna, please save me. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that Garga Muni had predicted that this boy will protect all the residents of Vrindavan. So naturally, Nanda Maharaj spontaneously called out, Krishna, Krishna, please save me. I'm surrendered to you. Krishna is famous for being the protector of the surrendered souls. And so Nanda Maharaj spontaneously, in desperation, cried out to Krishna. Tasya chakranditam shrutva gopala sahasotitaha grastam chadrishtva vibranta sarpam vivyadhur umukaihe. When the cowherd men heard the cries of Nanda, they immediately rose up and saw that he was being swallowed. Distraught, they beat the serpent with blazing torches. Alatar dahyamanopi namunchat tam urungamaha tam aspishat padabhyetya bhagavan satvatam patihi. But even though the firebrands were burning him, the serpent would not release Nanda Maharaj. Then the Supreme Lord Krishna, master of his devotees, came to the spot and touched the snake with his foot. Savai Bhagavata Srimat Padasparsha Atashupaha Bheje Sarpa Vapur Hitva Rupam Vidyat Tarachitam. The snake had all his sinful reactions destroyed by the touch of the Supreme Lord's divine foot. And thus he gave up his serpent body and appeared in the form of a worshipable Vidyatara. Purport. This doesn't work. Purport. The words rupam vidyadharachitam, rupam vidyadharachitam, indicate that the erstwhile snake appeared in a beautiful form, worshipable among the demigods called vidyadharas. In other words, he appeared as the leader of the vidyadharas. Tam apriccad Hrishikesha pranatam. Samavastitam dipyamanena vapusha purusham hema malinam. The Supreme Lord Hrishikesha then questioned this personality who was standing before him with his head bowed, his brilliantly effulgent body bedecked with golden necklaces. Purport. The demigod was about to speak, and Lord Krishna wanted to focus everyone's attention on his words. Therefore, he personally inquired from the worshipable Vidyadhara, who was standing before him with his head bowed. And what have the demigods decided that we're supposed to go to? What verse?
18.
What's the rush, by the way? More than a rhetorical question, what is the rush? Does someone know why we're doing so many verses a day? The topic is a little above the heads of most people. Not a lot to say about 10th canto.
Meaning like usually the purport's provided.
They provide a direction.
There are purports here. I've just passed two or three of them. Okay, I won't, by implication, comment on managerial decisions. I'll comment in the text. The serpent was touched by the lotus feet of Krishna, about which one could spend 7 weeks on minimum in discussion. But cutting things short, the serpent was touched by the lotus feet of Krishna, and therefore he at once was freed from sinful reactions. This is the result of coming in touch with the personality of Godhead, pavitram paramam bhavan, asnaviram shudhamapapavitam. The personality of Godhead is pure, and whatever he touches becomes purified. The rasa dance, dancing between young boys and young girls, becomes purified because Krishna is involved, or is pure because Krishna is involved. Killing at the battlefield of Kurukshetra, which is a ghastly business, blood and gore and murder, all becomes pure to hear about because Krishna is present. So wherever is Krishna is present, everything becomes auspicious. What is that? Yatra yogeshura krishno yatra partha tinurudara tatra shir vidriyo bhutir duvanitir matirmama. Wherever there is Krishna, everything becomes auspicious, everything becomes beautiful, everything becomes perfectly moral, everything becomes pure. So the serpent became purified. That means freed from sinful reactions. He was, a serpent is a very sinful living being. You don't want to take birth as a serpent. Everyone hates them. Everyone wants to kill them. They have a very bad reputation. The Bible gives them a black name. Nothing about serpents. Serpent life is very glorious. The serpents, they don't even have legs. They have to uruga. Uruga means they move about on their bellies. Urugan shadubyan. Uruga means they move on their bellies. They don't even have legs. So very sinful to be a serpent. And they're envious also. It's just mentioned by Chanakya Pandya it's mentioned generally that the serpents will strike, even when there's no need, they may strike and kill. So to be a serpent is very unfortunate. And somehow this serpent, who received this unfortunate body, certainly on account of sinful reactions, if someone is very beautiful, if someone is very learned, if someone's born in a good family, if someone has janma, aisharya, shruta, shribhir, all these good qualities, then it's understood to be the result of pious activities. And if someone is born in the body of a snake, then it must be due to sinful reactions. So this serpent must have been very sinful, but as soon as it was touched by the lotus feet of Krishna, it at once became freed from all sinful reactions. This is the result of coming in touch with Krishna. Krishna Katha, Krishna's form, Krishna's holy name. Somehow if one comes in touch with Krishna, then, or Krishna's devotees, then pavitra, one becomes purified, what is that? Kiratu Nandra Palinda Pulkasha Abhira Shamba Yavanaraka Yavanakashari Yanyecha Papa Yavapashrayashraya Shujanti. That's my Prabhu Vishnava Enema. If one comes in touch with someone who's taken shelter of Krishna, he can become purified. Because Krishna is the purest of the pure. So the snake was directly touched by the lotus feet of Krishna. That other snake also became fortunate that way. Few snakes, actually. The Aghasura was blessed by Krishna. The Kaliya Nag was blessed by Krishna. The wives of the Kaliya serpent were praying to Krishna, what pious activities must our husband have performed to have him dancing and on his hoods and touching his hoods with your lotus feet? Even Brahma was praying to the to get the dust of your lotus feet and couldn't get it. And this serpent is getting all the dust of your lotus feet on his head. So how fortunate he must be. So here also, the serpent was very fortunate that after getting, first of all, he was very fortunate he got beaten by Krishna's associates, which may not have felt good, but was fortunate. And then he got the lotus feet of Krishna directly on his body. And he became purified and appeared as a worshipable Vidyadhara, a resident of the heavenly planets, dressed in beautiful garments and with a golden necklace. So this is a story of transformation, how the most sinful living being became transformed into a demigod, or resumed the form of a demigod, as we'll find in the coming verses. Originally, the position of every living being is pure, as rainwater is pure, but when coming in touch with the ground becomes muddy and so on. The living entity is pure, but coming in touch with material nature becomes contaminated. But the living entity can again resume his pure position by the mercy of Lord Krishna. Sarpu vacha aham vidyadhara kaschit sudarshana iti shrutaha Shriya Swarupa Sampatya Vimanena Charandishaha Rishin Virupang Girasa Prahasam Rupa Darpitaha Tairimam Prapito Yonim Pralabdhai Svena Papmana. The serpent replied, Hare Krishna. I can't hear you. I missed a verse? Okay, let's look and see. Ko bhavan padaya lakshmya lochate bhutadarshanaha katam jugupsitam etam Katimba Prapito Vishaha. Lord Krishna said, my dear sir, you appear so wonderful, glowing with such great beauty. Who are you? And who forced you to assume this terrible body of a snake? The serpent replied, I am the well-known Vidyadhara named Sudarshana. I was very opulent and beautiful, and I used to wander freely in all directions in my airplane. Once I saw some homely sages of the lineage of Angira Muni. Proud of my beauty, I ridiculed them, and because of my sin, they made me assume this lowly form. So, Janmai Sharya Shuta Shribir, Edamana Madapuma, by the having great opulence, one becomes proud. One becomes proud. And pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So one becomes ruined by excessive pride. And that happened. Even now, if a guy has an airplane, then he thinks he's really hot stuff. He's got his own plane. And the rest of the world can go to hell. The peasants. So he became very proud. He was beautiful. Sudarshana means very nice to look at. Sudarshana, he was very beautiful and opulent. And the sages were virupa. Virupa means they were deformed. Their bodies were not so great looking. So he ridiculed prahasam. He laughed at them. He made fun of them. And the result was that he became, he was cursed. Shapo me nugrahaya eva kritastai karunatmapi yadaham loka guruna padas prishto hatashubaha. It was actually for my benefit that those merciful sages cursed me, since now I've been touched by the foot of the supreme spiritual master of all the worlds, and have thus been relieved of all inauspiciousness. The curse of a saintly person is also a benediction. Nalakuvira and Manigriva were similarly cursed by Narad Muni. You're so beautiful, you're so belong to such a high family that you become degraded. When you come to a high position, it's an opportunity for degradation. So they'd taken that opportunity. And therefore the sages, Narada cursed them, that you should become trees. You're living just like trees. Trees like to show off their bodies and stand naked. So you can, you're doing that, you're going around naked. So you can become trees just as well. So they became trees, but by the mercy of Narada, they became trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, and therefore they got the mercy of Krishna. When Krishna was tied to the grinding mortar, he pulled the mortar between the trees and liberated them. Loka Guruna, here Krishna is mentioned as the spiritual master of all the worlds, the supreme spiritual master. Tam taham pavaspitanam prapannanam payapaham apriche shapa nirmukta padasparshadamivahan. My Lord, you destroy all fear for those who, fearing this material world, take shelter of you. By the touch of your feet, I am now freed from the curse of the sages. O destroyer of distress, please let me return to my planet. Prahlad Maharaj also said that I'm afraid of material existence. I'm not afraid of your fierce teeth, your roaring, your hands with sharp nails, but I'm afraid of this material existence. Prabhupada one time said that my only complaint with my disciples, or he said that his complaint anyway, was that they're not sufficiently afraid of Maya. Yeah, Maya's there, not a problem so much. I'll chant Hare Krishna. And it's not such an easy thing that Maya is such a weakling that you just knock off a few rounds and Maya won't act, or that we follow two or three regulative principles, and that's kind of enough to keep us on an even keel. Maya won't really do very much. It doesn't work that way. Mama Maya, what is that? Daivi Esha Gunamayi, Mama Maya Duracheya. Material nature is very powerful. And therefore, an intelligent person will be afraid of Maya. Afraid of Maya. Sufficiently afraid of Maya. And therefore, being afraid of Maya, will take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Person who has no fear of anything thinks, well, on my own I can handle anything. I brave the world. But an intelligent person will see that I'm like a little bug floating in the ocean of material existence. On my own, what can I do? So he'll take shelter of Krishna or Krishna's devotee. According to the Acharyas, the word aprichche indicates that Sudarshan humbly requested the Lord for permission to return to his abode, where he might take up his duties again, certainly in a chastened state of mind. Interesting that the Vidyadhara prayed not to go back to Godhead, but to go back to Vidyadhara Loka. And I don't know whether that means that he was just too attached to his home, or whether he was thinking, well, I have my service to do in Vidyadhara Loka, so I should go back there and not ask for great benedictions beyond that. I should just do my service. I don't know, but that's what he asked for. Prapanno smi mahayogin mahapurusha satpate anujani himam deva sarvalokeshvareshvara. O master of mystic power, O great personality, O lord of the devotees, I surrender to you. Please command me as you will, O supreme God, lord of all lords of the universe. Each word could be discussed at great length. Mahayogin, Pahi Pahi Mahayogin, the greatest of yogis. Mahapurusha, the supreme person, the greatest person. Satpati, the master of the devotees. Deva, O Lord, Sarvalokeshvareshvara, the controller of all the controllers, the controller of all the controllers of all the planets, Sarvaloka, Ishra, Ishra. Every planet has an Ishra, and the Lord is the Ishra of all those Ishras. What is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur song? Tumi Sarva. Sarveshvara. You are the Ishra of all the Ishras, Brajendra Kumar. And by your desire, what is that? By your desire, by your order, all the demigods are carrying out their duties. Brahma's doing his business out of obedience to you. The Lord Shiva is doing his business out of obedience to you. Even the Vishnu avatars are following your direction. So you're the Ishvareshvara. You're the Sarveshvareshvara, the controller of all the controllers. Brahma dandad vimukto ham sadyaste chuta darshanat yannama grinnan akilan shrotrin atmanam evacha sadya punati kim bhuyas tasya sprishta padahite. O infallible one, Achyuta, I was immediately freed from the Brahmin's punishment simply by seeing you. Anyone who chants your name purifies all who hear his chanting as well as himself. How much more beneficial, then, is the touch of your lotus feet? Ityanu gyapya darsharham dasharham parikramya vivandyacha sudarshano divam yata krishchanandaschamo chitaha. Thus receiving the permission of Lord Krishna, the demigod Sudarshan circumambulated him, bowed down to offer him homage, and then returned to his heavenly planet. Nanda Maharaj was thus delivered from peril. Any questions, comments?
You mentioned how the curse of a devotee is always beneficial for the person on the receiving end. Sometimes we find that to inquire submissively or to obtain the grace of a devotee may be difficult. However, approaching a devotee of Krishna is always beneficial for the person on the receiving end. Is it ever recommended that one seek out the chastisement or in other words, to ask or act in such a way that will get the attention of a Vaishnava and receive chastisement from that Vaishnava?
That sometimes happened. That, or not with the Vaishnava, but just like a Dvaitacharya, he was preaching Mayavad philosophy. He was always being respected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he thought, what is this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always showing me respect. I'm his servant. So then he went out and preached Mayavad philosophy, and Mahaprabhu became so angry that he chastised him. So sometimes these things are done. But where it's not the recommended practice. One is not advised. Find some way to displease the spiritual master. One thing is, generally we don't need to do that. Automatically we'll wind up in one way or other displeasing the spiritual master on one occasion or another, or providing some opportunity for chastisement. You don't have to create extra cause and undergo the risk that your little game will turn into serious displeasure. Yasya prasada nagatir gutopi. If the spiritual master becomes seriously dissatisfied, then you're nowhere.
Very nice. And so Prabhupada mentioned further on that when Advaita Acharya saw his secretary, Kamalakar Vishwas, who wrote a letter to King Pratap Rudra, that Advaita Acharya is supreme god, but he has a debt, 300 rupees. So then Mahaprabhu got so angry, seeing this Advaita Acharya was more happy on his secretary than himself, and he felt he deprived because he wanted to get more chastised. So it seems like chastisement is a kind of...
A devotee appreciates the chastisement. Prabhupada quoted Narottam Das Thakur, that you can... Please don't kick me away. But then Prabhupada said, if Krishna kicks you, that's also good. So the devotee, or yata-tata-bhava-tata-tulambhata. So whether the devotee, Krishna embraces you or kicks you, it's his benediction. Or whether the spiritual master smiles at you or beats you, it's his blessing. So the devotee takes it that way, just like the Vidyadhara here. He took it that the Brahmins actually did me a favor by cursing me. He didn't think, well, it's a good thing you rescued me from the curse of those excessively angry Brahmins who should have exercised self-control and other brahminical qualities. They did me a favor. So the devotee takes it a favor, but that's not the kind of favor he goes looking for. He doesn't think, how can I get the Brahmins to curse me? How can I get the Vaishnavas to be angry with me? How can I offend the Vaishnavas? One is advised to avoid the 10 offenses. To avoid the 10 offenses, among which sadhulinda, to blaspheme the sadhus. It's a very corrosive to spiritual life, and therefore is one is advised at all costs to avoid sadhulinda. One is not advised, well, call them a few bad names so that they'll give you a curse and it'll actually be their blessing. No. One shouldn't play games with these things.
When Nanda Maharaj is being swallowed by the snake, is he suffering?
Because is Nanda Maharaj suffering?
Because we hear in the spiritual world everything is...
He was
ever increasing. We hear that in the spiritual world everything is ever increasing bliss. In this world we suffer, we are afraid, but...
Well, he was certainly frightened. That's mentioned. But to be frightened meant that he took shelter of Krishna and to take... To take shelter of Krishna means to be at once on the spiritual platform. So even though externally it was an awkward or distressing situation, as soon as he took shelter of Krishna, it was a blissful situation. To be in, therefore, Kunti is praying, better to be in these difficulties again and again, because then we'll always have your protection and your company. There was a picture of Srila Prabhupada in New York City. There was a little kind of coffee table at 22nd Avenue. And on that table there was a little picture of Srila Prabhupada. Maybe some of you have seen it. He's just not wearing a shirt and he has sort of a long face. And he has his japa beads. Very mournful looking picture, actually. And Jadarani said to Srila Prabhupada that, Swamiji, in this picture you look so unhappy. Prabhupada said, that was a moment of ecstasy. Is that okay? Anything else?
What determines the effect that Krishna's association has on someone? Is it his desire to purify them to a certain degree, or is it their past qualification? For example, this Vidyadhara snake, he got Krishna's the touch of Krishna, and he regained his original form, and there are so many examples of this kind of thing happening. But then there are also so many examples of people in the direct association of the Holy Name, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Krishna, who were not even necessarily in such a sinful position and didn't get reformed. So I'm wondering on which side...
Therefore, Krishna is described as independent. Swaraj, he can do what he likes. There was some Brahmin who accompanied Gopal Bhatta Goswami or Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. They were traveling to, do you remember who it was? He was traveling with Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. He's traveling with Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, was traveling to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this Brahmin came along, met him and came along, and was assisting him in so many ways, very devoted service and really respectful, super nice. And then they got to Puri, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so delighted to see Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and immediately, you know, gave him all blessings and recognition. And this Brahmin, he totally ignored. Just ignored him. Who'd done so much service for Raghunath Bhatta. Mahaprabhu ignored him. And the commentary is given is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Matasmriti Gyanam Apohanam, what is that? Sarvasya Chaham Riti Sannivishto. He's in everyone's heart. And he knew that this man is a Mayavadi. That he's doing all of this seva so that he can merge with me. That he can become one with the Absolute. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just ignored him. So that's his business. He can... but then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was also a Mayavadi, or Prakashananda Saraswati, also a Mayavadi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed them and reformed them. So that means he can do what he likes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Throughout our scriptures, there's so much cursing that happens.
In the scriptures and outside the scriptures.
Yeah. So sometimes I wonder, have I been cursed? Because look at...
We've all been cursed, or you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, I get that. So I'm wondering, in the age of Kali, is cursing... Are people able to curse? And if so, what is the reaction?
Everybody's able to curse in Kali Yuga. They curse right, left, and center. But in Kali Yuga, generally the curses degrade the people who issue them. People curse right, left, and center. You lousy so-and-so. But it doesn't have potency that the lousy so-and-so now, you know, will have this or that happen to them. But the person issuing the curse just becomes, or demonstrates how degraded he is, how low class he is. That's all. See these people going around giving the army is like, you know, every second word is some sort of swear word. But you don't win wars by issuing that kind of language. Hold on a second, let the microphone come to you.
Austerity means voluntarily withdrawing from cursing.
Yeah. That's the characteristic of the brahmanas, that they have equanimity of mind. So they tell it, tulyanindatma samstutihi. People praise them or people defame them. They take it equally. I was just reading, where was I reading that? Someplace I was just reading that if a person is bad-mouthed and if a Brahmin or a Vaishnav is bad-mouthed, then the person doing the bad-mouthing, and the Vaishnav just tolerates it, then the person doing the bad-mouthing has to accept so many, you know, all of whatever sinful reactions you might have get transferred to the person who does the ninda. It's people think that they're smart, you know, they come up with a clever insult. That's sort of the artful put-down in Kali Yuga. You know, you come up with some snide or clever or, insult. And the person, that was cool. You know, he gets inner satisfaction. He came up with a really good insult. But he doesn't know that if your insult is tolerated, then you get all the results of it. You get sinful reactions of your own, and plus the person you insulted, whatever sinful reactions he might have had, are transferred to you. So, you have to hold that microphone closer. That happens, just like Arjuna. Now I'm soul surrendered to you, please instruct me. O Govinda, I shall not fight. Well, this is the nature of surrendered souls. They're surrendered, but they'll let you know what they want also. That means, of course, there's a higher platform where really you can do whatever you want. But otherwise, there's another platform where this is my desire, and now you can do what you like. Okay. Yes. Last.
I'm wondering what it means to truly tolerate. Does it mean I don't go and discuss it with somebody else? I don't become angry or sad? Or do I just see this Krishna's mercy? What is it to really tolerate?
Yeah, all of the above. What does it mean to tolerate? Does it mean I don't answer? Does it mean that I don't talk about it with others? Yeah, that's tolerate means eh. Certainly, what is that? It's in the Bhagavad Gita. No. That he doesn't agitate others, and he doesn't become agitated by others. Udvijato sayaha. Oh, whoa. We've got the right man here. Tell me, Pushpa.
Harry, when I say it correctly, but he knows 12, 14, 15.
12, 14, okay.
Yasmin
nod vijate loko, lokan nod vijate chayaha, harsha marsha bhayod bhegar susuki sa. No, I don't think so. Harsha marsha bhayod bhegar. Muktoya sachame priyaha. You got it. You chant the whole Bhagavad Gita every day. I'll keep my mouth shut. Okay. No. I'm sorry. So that's the quality of a Vaishnav. He doesn't agitate others, and he doesn't become agitated by others. Udvijita means agitated. Or even he becomes compassionate, this poor fool. Thinks he's hot stuff, throwing insults, and he's messing up his spiritual life. And he becomes compassionate. So, of course, there are different degrees of toleration. One is just to, you don't fire back an email. He sends you one, and you just say, you don't send it. Another level of toleration is you write it, but you don't send it. Different degrees. Okay, Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.